Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The first thing I do want to talk about is a message I got in from somebody who says, hi now. I went on a date yesterday, albeit socially distant one. See what I mean? It comes into everything, doesn't it? I met a guy on Tinder at the beginning of the lockdown, and we've been chatting ever since. We organised to go on a date yesterday. We went for a coffee and a walk. It was nice, and we got to know each other better than we could online. It seems he seems like a nice guy, and we get along well. He's funny, very good looking. He's 40, and I'm 35. But there's one thing that's irking me, and it's the number of children he has. He told me that he has 4 children with 3 different women. He said he had one child when he was very young, and that relationship didn't work. He met another girl, and they were together for a number of years, and they had 3 children, but they split up. I have no children, and have always been of the mindset that I want to settle down and be happily married before I have kids. My parents are still happily married, and it's the life I want for myself. The guy's situation has thrown a spanner in the works. I was really excited to meet him, but now I think it might be a deal breaker. 4 children from 2 different women is a lot to handle. Oh, sorry, it's 2 different women. I thought it was 3. There you go. It did say 3, I thought, at the start. But anyway, I was a little annoyed that he didn't mention this sooner to me, but I can understand to a point that it isn't easily explained over texts. What I'm wondering is, am I being completely judgmental about this? Am I wrong not to want to get into a relationship with somebody that already has 4 children? I would love to hear other people's opinions on this. Please don't mention my name. All right, okay, so he's been in a few relationships, obviously, but he has 4 children in 2 of those relationships. Is that a deal breaker if you were in that situation? 4 children, ready-made family, isn't it? Depends on how old they are, I suppose, as well, you know. If one of them was quite young, I suppose that person's probably an adult now because he's 40, so that person, that child is probably in their 20s. But the other 3 could be quite young. Is it a deal breaker? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Maybe you believe he's destined to be single forever. Would you date somebody who already had quite a lot of children, particularly for multiple partners? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Tina.
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. How are you, Tina? You having a good day?
Not a bother on me.
Good. I'm glad to hear you're so upbeat. What has you so upbeat? You win the lotto?
No. I'm a separated mother with 6 children from 3 different fathers, and I met a beautiful guy smack bang in the middle of COVID.
All right, so you've 3 different fathers to your 6 children. Okay,
yeah.
And how old are your children?
My daughter will be 30 in September.
Right.
My son has gone 28, he's living in Australia. I have a son of 23.
Okay.
Living in Galway.
Okay.
And I have a 15-year-old daughter, a 12-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old baby boy.
Jeepers, that's a good old stretch there, isn't it? You just kind of...
Well, I found something I was good at, so I said I'd
I was going to say you were religiously pregnant there. It was almost kind of...
Religion had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying every 3 or 4 years you kind of got a hankering. I need to get pregnant again. So, okay, so well, 3 of them have flew the coop, so to speak, and
yes,
you've still got 3 of them at home. Okay, and you found the right map. So, and 3 different fathers. By the way, can I, if it's not a personal question, you don't...
Ask away.
Yeah, but are the 3 fathers still in their lives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so, actually.
All right, that's a good thing. All right, okay. So there's a lot of people in this relationship now. So,
oh, Niall, I've 3. Yep.
Right, so
it is a long story, but it's
yeah, no.
Not
well, the story is none of my business, right? But the point is, there's so the guy that you met, there's a lot of people in your relationship, okay? So you've got 3 fathers for 6 children and yourself and now him as well. So
I'm a hopeless romantic.
But you're a hopeless romantic, aren't we all? But there you go. So he found out. What was his reaction when you told him? Was he a bit taken back or was he all right?
Not a bit.
Didn't give a shite.
No, he's the same age as me. I'm 47, just gone since Tuesday.
Right. And how did you meet him, by the way?
I had a... small gathering of people here.
Small gathering, yeah. A mini gathering, yeah.
Yeah, a mini COVID gathering.
Yeah.
And I met him in the pub where I work and we had a 2-minute chat. And then I had, as I said, a few here and he came with a friend and we just accidentally got together, really.
Right, okay. Things just started happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He asked me out for dinner the following night and I did, over to his. And we've been together ever since. Why, and okay. It's so much fun.
All right, but I'm delighted to hear you're an awakened woman.
I actually am, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm in a great place, yeah.
But mind you, you obviously have to get a babysitter for the three kids every time you want to meet them.
No, myself and the ex-husband happened 50-50.
Oh, right, okay, so that's great. Well, then you have time to get away. You have a bit of time to yourself.
Exactly.
All right, okay. So what advice would you give to this young girl? So I think he's made a mistake initially in the email anyway, because initially he says he's four children with three different women, and then it goes on to say two different women. So I don't know, I think he made a mistake.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't think it's important who the parents of the children are, as long as they're taken care of.
Yeah.
But where I would be 100% with him, because I'm the female version of him, is if everybody thought like that, the likes of myself and that gentleman would never have a chance at a relationship.
No, we'd destined to be single for the rest of your life.
We'd be cast aside, and I'm sorry, but
but there's a lot of people don't want to take on that complication, I suppose.
That's not fair either. I don't see any of my kids as a complication.
Don't take it personally, Tina.
I'm just saying. From an objective point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as you get older, like when you're my age, or probably your age, you're a bit younger than me, mind you. When you're our age, when you meet somebody, you can only expect they probably have children, right? Because most people do.
And I admire him for his honesty as well. I mean, he told her straight up. You know, so, I mean, she's had overnight or whatever, a couple of days to, you know, get her head together and think about it. And I think if there's chemistry between them, the kids should have absolutely nothing to do with it until they get to know each other anyway.
Have the kids met him?
I think the kids should have nothing to do with it for weeks, at least, minimum weeks.
Oh yeah, well, probably
that's
weeks,
where so. I would be kind of leave your kids out of it, you know, they're separate. It's like these two people are two adults getting to know each other, and let them, you know, have patience and see if something flows naturally before they even start discussing kids.
Okay, well, hang on, because James, you're a classic kid. How you doing, James?
How's it going,
James? Okay, Tina's in exactly this situation. She's got kids. She's got six kids. Oh, one, two, three, four, six, seven kids. Six kids from three different fathers, and she just met a guy, and she's head over heels in love, and that's great. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead. Do you think it's a problem?
I think it depends on the age of the children, to be perfectly honest.
Well, you've heard the age of her children, 30, 28, 23, 15, 12 and 7.
Yeah, so some are still relatively quite young. And then it depends, you know, is there a toxic relationship there with the ex?
If she gets on fine, perfectly well, then, you know, 50-50 and everything's kumbaya. But then this lady says that she wants to marry this guy and set up her own family. So I'd say she's worrying about his, if he broke up those relationships, how they broke up. She probably knows more than we do. So it's just a lot of speculation. Or was it him being unfaithful or lack of commitment? He already had children with another lady. Is he going to do the same to me? If he's done it once, he's capable of walking away, etc. So I can understand her apprehension, you know, when she's making such a permanent decision in her life, where she's going to have
children. She might think he's a bit of a player, because if one woman had two children for him, well, clearly he made her feel secure enough to have two children.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's done it twice.
Well, twice, yeah.
Twice. So, you know, four times a charm, I think not, personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say she's the chosen one. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry, Tina, what are you laughing at?
As I said, and I'll reiterate what I said. Now, that's an awful lot of trying to find out and investigate somebody so quickly. I think they're two grown adults, and I think they should meet and see how they feel. And the kids, I can't understand. Like, the kids shouldn't even be an issue. I mean, people can go off and do the dirt on each other, whether they have children or not. You know, there's no patience there. It's way too much too quick, you know?
Yeah, but to the email, she's thinking long term. She's saying it's just kind of a flaw in his personality.
But that's
going to
scare any man away worth his salt.
Yeah, but
three weeks down the road. And I'm loving my life. She's thinking way too far down the road.
Not really. It depends on her age. How old is this lady? Maybe she feels like the biological clock is ticking on.
She's 35.
Yeah, so the clock is ticking. So a year or two is very
ticking
important.
It's kicking overtime.
Exactly.
It's like an overwhelm clock. Will you stop? Jesus, she needs to relax.
Maybe James has got a point, Tina, that, you know, I mean, I know it's okay. It's all well and good for you because you're in that situation, right? But for a lot of guys, I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying, for a lot of guys and girls, and they meet somebody and they turn around, and they say, "I've been in three different relationships and I've got four kids." You know, an alarm bell starts to ring and saying, "You know, what are they doing? What's he doing wrong here?"
But everyone has a past. Everybody has.
Yeah, absolutely. But some have more in their past than others.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of mine too, but my past is where it belongs, in the past. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but
not really. Like, if you, let's say, for example, if a couple of your relationships consistently broke down because you were unfaithful, etc., that could say a lot about a person's character.
But that's judging. You really don't want to take on.
No, but you said, who are they to judge my past? And I'm saying sometimes someone's record does say a lot about their personality.
But he hasn't a record yet, has he? I'm sure. Do you know what I mean?
It's not really his past, because the problem is the kids still exist. So it's still the present.
How does he know he's been unfaithful?
But he's not. He's just guessing.
That's it. Making an assumption. He could be a really nice guy.
He's saying if he was. He said if he was. He was making an analogy, saying like you can't just write off the past because somebody could have been unfaithful. You can't say that's in the past. Like, for example, Tina, if you found out, Tina, that your new partner, right, had been in three previous relationships and in every single one of them he had cheated, if you found that out, how would you feel about it?
Oh, he'd be gone for sex.
Well, there you go. So the past does mean something, doesn't it?
Oh, but cheating is a no-go, obviously. I've been cheated on many times, but...
Yeah, but there you go. The past does mean something.
Like, you're assuming this man has been unfaithful.
We're not. He's just saying you can't be writing off the past. Anyway, getting away from the past. The past is the present for this guy, because he still has the kids.
I mean, I reckon everyone has to have a minimum of exes. I mean, three exes isn't bad.
But it's not just exes. It's kids. It's families.
It's too much too soon. Let the two people get to know each other. I don't know. She's running scared already and she hasn't even met him.
Yeah, but she's writing to radio stations. Things are bad. Aren't
exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, maybe she's an overthinker, the creature.
The poor critter. Yes, so would you, I mean, James, if you were single and you met somebody and they told you, well, listen, you know, I've got four kids from two different fathers or three different fathers, how would you be gone?
Like, in my own situation, I have children, so I'd be more easy on that side of things. You know, she had, I don't know, two, three kids for the one guy. But I think like that, if there's a collective, like three, four, you're dealing, if the children are still young, all the fathers are still heavily involved. It's just, to me, honestly, it'd be bizarre because, like, the ex is still heavily involved in her present life and...
Just complicated.
But it depends on the maturity of the adults in question as well.
Trade them, you know?
You know?
I know, but it's a lot to take on.
Not everyone's mature, I know.
Three different families. You know, realistically, they break down into three separate families, but they all conclude, like, to the same person at the end.
It'd be great crack at Christmas and birthdays.
The same thing at the end. Imagine like waking up now, realistically, right? Let's say one girl has four kids for three different guys, two different guys, or whatever.
Tina has six kids for three different fathers. So, go on.
Tina, right?
Okay. So Christmas comes,
Christmas morning comes in your house, okay? So, like, when you're all going down the stairs together, would they be... The three ex guys there also with the kids, and then there's the present partner, and then if you're knocking out for him, are you going to have like an army walking down the stairs?
be like a whole platoon, wouldn't it? Really? Okay, well, stay there for a second. Hang on, Tina, and stay there, James. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Liz?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good, Liz. It's been a while. How are you?
I know. I'm good.
Good. Were you locked down?
Well, I've gone back to work now on Monday, so I can't wait, actually.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Bit of normality. Yeah, go on.
To find Leggett.
Leggett?
Absolutely Leggett. I'd rather stick my head in the blender. How hard it is to cope with one lunatic.
I got
to cope with a lunatic and then all these mad, whatever, psychopaths from Nartrim. No, Leggett.
Leggett.
And then, like, I mean, you have to take into account, like, how they parent the kids as well. So you get into a relationship with this fella and you start having kids with him, right? And you want to raise your kids a certain way and he raises kids a certain way and you don't agree on it. No, and they're rubbing off on your kids and all that. No, Rex, no.
No.
My sister's in the same situation. And I mean, they've come close to breaking up all because of his parenting issue. You know, he has kids and there's a couple of years and difference between all of them. And I mean, he just lets the kids away with murder and, you know, her kids are watching their kids doing, you know, it's kind of jazz. And
yeah, it gets complicated. Like, well, look, Tina's in that situation.
Him and the kids out the door.
So Tina's in that situation. She has three fathers, six kids, And she's just met somebody now, and she doesn't think it should be an issue.
That's all. I don't know how, in the name of God, anybody would ever put up at me. I just don't know how you would do it.
Right.
Jesus, thank God we're not all as narrow-minded as her. No one would ever have sex again.
You have to have, it's very hard, like, to deal with one person. Now, look, listen, we all know how hard it is to deal with one person. Imagine dealing with three of them. I don't know how anybody could do it. I just don't know how people could do it. And I like me, I don't know how you'd have the patience.
Yeah, well, Tina's doing it.
I'm living the dream, lad.
Yeah, but
Tina's fella is doing it.
Tina's fella, he's the one made the decision that it's okay.
Yeah. Tina's not doing it really, do you know what I mean?
But he loves her. He loves her.
Well, great, brilliant. Look, listen, it's hats off to him if he can do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, long term and, you know, parents and styles and then you have the exes involved.
Now, when Tina thinks you're narrow-minded, by the way, just letting you know.
I'm not narrow-minded, I'm sane-minded. Big difference. Sanity.
Right, so if you met a guy for a date and he said, you know, I have two previous relationships and I have four kids, gone.
I have two different mammies and not now, right?
Gone.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's different.
No matter how much you liked him, gone.
No, I just think it's too much to do, but I really do. I mean, I think it's hard enough to have a relationship and make it work and get through all your own troubles as it is without bringing, you know, your baggage from their last relationship into. And trust me, there is baggage and it does come with it.
You've got your own. But if you want to refer to children as baggage, you've got a young fella there.
I mean, you know, but you can't chill.
Three children, or six.
Niall, has she any kids herself?
She has one.
I've one. Yeah, he's 18.
Yeah, thank God.
One is a lot to deal with. Like, I mean, I even know that one is a lot to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, I even know, like, for me, meeting somebody who's single, it will be hard for them. Like, you know what I mean? It's something that they're going to have to rethink about. But I mean, if you're asking me personally, would I take on someone that has two or three different mummies, or two or three different partners, ex-partners, kids with them? Not a chance. No way not. I'd rather stick with head in the blender, I'm telling you.
That's why she has one child now.
That's why she's...
I don't see how it could work.
What? That's why she... What are you saying? That's why she's one child?
That's why she has one child.
What do you mean?
Why is that?
Because everything about, like, it's so hard. It's so... I have six kids, Niall. I had my first child at 17.
I know you do. Three different
daddies. And I loved her. I loved her from the time, from before she was ever born. And I never saw my kids as baggage. I never saw them as a problem. I loved my kids. It doesn't matter how they come into the world. I adore each and every one of them. I have they're all my best friends. I met you one day up in Dublin, Niall, with my 23-year-old son, and you said, "Oh, I remember you, Tina, that yourself and the boyfriend." I said,
Was that at O'Connell Bridge? Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you the bus driver?
No, I'm not a bus driver. I work in a bar. I never, ever seen rearing my children as a problem or seen it as hard.
Right.
And my kids are my best friends now. It's all about your perspective.
I never said I see my child as a problem. I said, I'm sure someone else would see it.
No, but you're saying it was hard to do and this, that. I reared six kids and I loved every minute of it.
I would imagine anybody... Listen, you're living in La La Land now. Do you think that anybody...
No, I'm not. I'm as happy as a pig in shit, love.
But six kids with three different fathers won't be looking at them like it's baggage. You're off your head. Most men would look at it.
Well, you know what, love? I'll tell you one thing. I was never bored either.
You were never bored?
I was never bored either.
I'm not bored either. I'm just careful.
Good on you. Fair fucks, yeah. That's what I like to hear.
I'm not bored. I'm just careful.
Good.
She said she's not bored. She's just careful. But I mean, the thing about it is, I don't want to go into Tina's personal life, but I'm sure, I mean, that's a bit unfair, Liz, because in each relationship, I'm sure she thought she was, at the time she had the children, she was secure in the relationship.
I'm not saying that about the girl. I'm just saying about a person coming in, it's hard.
No, I know, yeah.
That could have happened to me. Do you know what I mean? In past relationship, after my husband, I could have got pregnant and put a child down and then I have to look for somebody else. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'm just saying, I would find it very hard, and I think most people would find it very hard, to walk into a relationship with somebody that has two or three,
look at James. He's only a young fella and he's producing children like they're going out of fashion.
Yeah, same as.
James, many kids. But I know she's pregnant again. Congratulations. How many kids have you got? You're four. You're coming up to four now, aren't you? Yeah, you see, James is going for the football team before he gets to 30.
He's with the same woman,
is
he not?
Yeah, but no, he is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's all right.
Oh, there you go. Brownie points to that straight away.
Yeah, congratulations there. She's pregnant again.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. I hope. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that, James? Or does everyone not know yet?
Niall, really, he's the one that should run.
What? Who?
I think it's hard, Niall.
The guy with the kids.
Which guy? Who should run, Tina?
Maybe the guy with the kids should run.
Which guy?
Because
the
sound of this woman, so many rules and regulations, she needs to write out a CV. Do you know what I mean? And hand it out, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, that poor man's in for it already, and she hasn't even fucking met him for a drink.
Listen, me personally, I wouldn't do it. Somebody else wants to do it, me, I wouldn't. I find it hard enough to keep a leading man on his own, alone a man and his children, and then his missus and the ex-missus and the whole lot.
I'll be honest with you. You know, if I was in that position, Tina, and I met somebody and they said they had, you know, three or four previous partners and they had four or five or six kids, I'd be thinking...
Now, my boyfriend knows everything about me.
I'm sure he does.
He's met my kids and he thinks they're great.
Yeah. Sorry, James, what did you say? Where did she meet him?
Yeah, curious.
Oh, no, she invited him over to her house because it was a...
No, he loves me enough.
Oh, he loves you at the beginning?
My problem.
He loved you at the beginning?
Look, the chemistry, it was just there. It's
instant.
Just
instant.
Absolutely. And he's non-judgmental of anything, neither am I of him.
Right.
He has one child, but at the end Jabers. Of the day... we actually...
So he has one and you've got six, seven, that's, you know, four more in your football team.
Yeah. And we're as happy as Larry, and we don't judge each other, we don't criticise each other.
Sounds like a scene from The Sound of Music, if you ask me, but go on.
That man needs somebody a bit more broad-minded. Probably. Because of the fact that he has children. So I think, she shouldn't bother her asses in meeting them, really.
Yeah. The hills are alive.
I just think you're getting on great now because I don't know what she's met the ex of you, has he?
Has he? He's getting on, she's getting on great because of what?
Has he met the exes yet, though?
Oh, has he met the exes?
He won't be meeting my exes because my exes are where they belong in the past. Why would he be meeting my exes?
Well, surely they're still involved in the children's lives, no?
My exes are exes for a reason, like.
Yeah, but they are still involved in the kids' lives.
Involved in my boyfriend's life, and neither will they be. So this is none of their business. Kind of,
so let's say this guy, right, this stud impregnates you, right? So the situation he could be possibly looking at is, like, let's say when it comes to kind of, you know, Christmas shows, birthday parties, whatever, having to deal with that constant, as you said, historical baggage. Do you not think that's just a negative for the relationship?
That option's open to him.
Yeah, but if it's children out there, he's going to want to go.
If there's like a Christmas party, do you have to book like 12 seats or something like that?
Because there'll
be all the exes.
He met me, not me and my six kids. He met me.
Yeah.
And if he meets the children, he meets them naturally.
But do you not come with the six children?
She does, yeah. Sorry, what are you saying, Liz?
You're just making everything.
Of course he met her, but the kids are definitely going to come into it. I told your ex is going to come into it. They're part of your kids' lives. He's going to be a part of your kids' lives. It's going to be, you know, a unit. It won't be happy unis are going to be.
My exes just won't be getting involved in my current relationship. End of story. Because I don't want it to happen, so it's not going to happen.
How do your children feel about this?
My kids are of the exact same mindset as me. They're allowed their own opinion. I don't push opinions on them. They've all met them. They've slagged them. They've spoken with them. And the general consensus, they like them. And he thinks I've got six really great kids.
I meant the situation in general. Sorry, I wasn't just talking about this current stud. I was talking about, like, the situation. Like, your children from your first relationship, how do they feel about all of the events that followed?
I told you, they're broad-minded. They're non-judgmental. My life
goes maybe they're
as
just not
it
telling
is.
You the
we
truth.
We discuss things. We don't
sleep at night.
I don't know.
You know, complications inside our family.
Life
doesn't have to be complicated. Well, it is complicated, Tina. This
no, but my point is you don't need to make it any more...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hang on, we're all talking together. Sorry, what are you trying to say, Liz? Sorry.
Do you know how complicated my life is? I still don't even have a man yet, and I've only one child. So mind adding in another man now and all these little rugrats and then the exes and all behind it.
But it can be very entertaining.
I'm sure it is. Entertaining. Sure. Let me just go to Deirdre as well. Deirdre, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Deirdre?
Oh, how's it going?
How's everyone in Kells?
Oh, no bother. They're all ass up in Kells and Angelo's. They're all ass.
In Angelo's. Chipper, yeah. Go on.
The Chipper.
Yeah, I knew she wouldn't go through 5 minutes without mentioning Angelo's Chipper. I'm sure she's in there's a painter or something.
What I was saying was, he should have told her that he had two or three kids.
Well, he did.
But he did.
No, but not
and then,
straight away.
You know.
No, that's not true.
It's terrible to be cheating like that on him, you know.
Cheating on him? Let's just be clear about what the story is here, okay? She met the guy on Tinder at the beginning of the lockdown, and then she met him for a date, and they went for a coffee and a walk. It was nice. They got to know each other better, and she really likes him. And he told her that he had four children. I think it's actually four children from three different women.
On the first date.
Because he's misprinted on his email here, so. Well, yeah, well, I know, yeah. But it doesn't matter. I mean, Tina's kind of added to the joy of the whole thing here now. Deirdre, he wasn't cheating.
No, but I know all that. But I mean, he was meeting other women.
Before he met her, yeah. Before he met her.
Before he met her, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
But who doesn't? Who doesn't? People have boyfriends and girlfriends before they meet the one they love, maybe.
Oh, so look, so they're all
Jesus, have them guard the vested all together.
Yeah. They're all getting them up on the...
What?
They're all getting them up on the internet.
What?
I've never been on an internet date in my life.
No, I've never been. I don't have an internet, so I don't be honest.
Yeah, but Deirdre, you're missing the kind of... I know you probably think that this is not the world that you like anyway. But in saying that, you know, people do have boyfriends and girlfriends before they meet the one they love.
What? Oh, I know.
Yeah, so he had a few kids for them.
He had a few kids, all right. I know, what you're...
You understand me?
You're sort of saying... Do you know what another thing I was to say to you when I tried to get on to you? And this is very important. I don't know a lot of your listeners.
Probably nothing to do with the topic we're talking about. But go on, yeah. Go on.
Anyway, no, with this lockdown, when you go into some of the shops now are not taking cash, which is terrible. I went into the mobile phone shop. I was getting credit for the phone. And he said, and by the way, we don't take cash. And I said, why not? You don't take cash. They won't take cash.
Right.
Now, I mean, that is not right.
No, it's not. It's legal tender. They should take it.
It's a legal tender.
Yeah.
Who you'd go, I don't know who you'd go about that, but I mean, I said, I'm going to go forward about this. It's not fair. It's not right.
No, you're right. It's not right. And you didn't have any cards on you.
And how many kids
have any cards?
And how many kids? She doesn't. Dear, you don't have any kids, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't have any kids.
What's she doing on the show then?
Jesus, Tina.
I'm only glad you're not.
She's only on for the crack, yeah. She comes on for the crack.
Same here, sir.
I do come on there with Monica. I do my old friend Monica just be on the
show
there.
Oh, Jesus, don't bring Monica on. That's all I'd need.
Oh, she's got a ticket.
Yeah. Well, Deirdre, listen, so as far as you're concerned, run a mile.
Run a mile is right.
Yeah, right. Okay. And
to the father.
Say it again.
To the father.
Why? Run a mile.
We're going to have a new Taoiseach tomorrow.
She's gone off on a tangent again. We might not. You may or you may not have a new Taoiseach. We don't know yet.
Well, your man might be getting in Micheál Martin. I don't know.
Do you like him?
They couldn't have another election with
him. Do you like Micheál Martin? Do you like the cut of his jib?
Oh, no.
He's a fine looking man. What?
He's a fine looking man.
Is he?
I might go on myself, Niall. You'll interview me on the radio.
I might if Micheál there gets in. Yeah, yeah.
Micheál.
Yeah, would you, I mean, with Micheál Martin now, would you take a date with him if you wanted one?
Oh, indeed I would, sir.
Why wouldn't you?
I met him before, yeah, I met Micheál, a nice man.
Yeah, yeah.
I met them all, the president of the whole lot, so did.
Yeah, all, and they all had a little pizza and Angelo's chipper. All right, listen, thanks, Deirdre. Thanks, see you, bye. Let me go to Emma, we're completely getting off the topic. Emma, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Emma?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. Emma, okay, so you meet a guy on a date and he tells you that he has, I'm a bit unsure, but it's, let's say, four kids from two different women. What would you do?
Firstly, I'd like to know, is he supporting his children? But my main query was actually to Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tina, I wanted to know, I heard you say after I text you work in a bar, if you don't mind me asking, did you depend on state support for the first few years of their lives?
And why would you ask me that? That's not up for discussion.
Because the way I'd ask you that is, if you had so many children, it's one thing to depend on the state to pay for two, but to pay for six is taking the joke.
No, I didn't either. It's the answer to your very narrow-minded question.
Children.
No, I didn't.
I'm not narrow-minded at all.
No, I didn't.
Not at all.
No, I didn't.
So you were seeing...
Does that answer your question, love? No, I didn't. Yeah, are you shocked? You're shocked because I didn't, aren't you? You were ready to slate me, and you have me judged before you fucking even asked me the question.
Yeah, I did. Because
it's narrow-minded people like you that have this country.
A relationship. So who was minding the kids while you worked
single? I've worked in Medtronic. I've been a manager of a cafe for 5 fucking years. That's I never depended on the state for anything. Wouldn't be bored to death with the likes of you.
I think that's a little bit unfair.
And he's actually...
And you, well, hang on, Liz. Hang on.
Car listening and proud as punch of me, by the way.
Oh, well, hang on, Tina, for a second. Emma, I think that's a little bit cutting, a little bit unfair, a little bit wrong, just because somebody has a lot of children. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you feel secure in a relationship, you might have children. Relationship doesn't work out. You're in another relationship. Maybe you've been hard done by, stung before. You think this is the one. And then it doesn't work out again and you've had children. It's just the way it works sometimes.
How many children have to be brought into broken homes like that now?
But you're missing the point.
Not every relationship works out, love. We move on. We don't get stuck in a fucking rut.
But the homes weren't... hang on, Tina, hang on. You know, the homes weren't broken, Emma, when the children were brought into it. They were broken after the relationship broke up each time.
Two children with 3 different men each. Like, it's a bit much.
And with the greatest respect, Emma, you know, are you perfect?
No, I wouldn't say I'm perfect at all, but I make sure my kids have a standardised of home.
And who decides
that?
You don't
know anything about my kids.
But hang on. No, hang on, Tina. Who decides that? At what point do you decide that you have a good home for your children? Everybody believes they want to provide the best for their children. Nobody, I imagine, very few people go out with the intention of, I think I'll have a kid, dump me boyfriend, and my child will be brought up in a broken home. Nobody goes in with that intention.
Scoring once, shame on them. Scoring twice, shame on me.
So what? So if you're in a relationship and your relationship breaks down, you should then just stay single and not take a chance again.
You shouldn't.
Is that what you're saying?
Single, but you should use protection until you're like committed completely. You know, after.
But how do you know she wasn't committed completely?
And how did she know that my kids weren't out of holy wedlock either?
Because you said you weren't married.
Yeah. So but I was in a long-term relationship with the
holy
father.
Holy wedlock is marriage.
Holy wedlock love is holy padlock, by the way, for a lot of people.
Okay,
you don't need to be married to be in a broken relationship. Marriage is failed too.
So, Emma, if you were in that situation, you met a nice guy. Are you in a relationship now, Emma?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say your relationship breaks down because it happens, you know.
I know it happens. No, I'm not judging her because she went on and had a child with a different man. I'm saying she's done it 3 times.
Yeah.
And had but did it 10 times, what's the difference?
Because it's not right on your children.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with it. Whoever made that rule that you have to have X amount of kids with one person? If relationships break down, they break down and you move on.
You don't know anything about me because you just assumed I was jumping on here to attack you. I wasn't. I was asking
you. No, you were judging me before you even spoke to me is what I said.
Yes, you were, Emma. You start to ask her, was she on the welfare? You were asking her, was she on welfare?
Just because I have a large family, I'm on welfare all of a sudden.
No, I didn't say you were on it. I asked. Were you? I did not say you are on welfare.
Because you see, you were in the negative all the time. They're not positive.
No, well, I said
you want to see where I can catch out the government. I don't do that. I've earned my keep my whole life.
Sorry, I didn't say you were on welfare. I asked because I am from an area.
Because you assumed I was.
Yeah, because where I'm from, that's the habitual thing to do.
I know, but you see, I'm not like every other person.
So I asked a genuine question. There was no malice in it.
No, you asked the question because 2/3 of the country are probably going that way.
And sleep with them just because they think they're easy. They were genuine questions.
Well, no, relationships fail. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm a hopeless romantic. You know, and if a relationship fails, I stay soft. I don't get bitter. And I leave my heart open to be loved again. And now I am in love again. And I'm having a great time, and I'm happy, and my children are happy, and everybody's happy. It doesn't have to be all negative. But, you know, that man with 4 children, I think he should run, because she hasn't judged already, like every other person hasn't judged. I'm all for him.
No, I am. I stated if he was supporting his children, and he was there for his children, that would be
fine. But then again, you see, that's the country thinking that men don't support the kids either. Not all men are bastards either. There's good brags out there, too.
No, I was asked if I went on a date with this man, what would I think? And I said if he was supporting his children, I'd have no problem.
And would you, I mean, can I ask you how old you are, Emma?
I'm 25.
Okay, so you're a young girl. Okay, but so you're not going to be in that situation, probably.
Me without knowing me, I have 3 kids.
Okay, so you have 3 kids.
I have 3 children.
Okay, so, okay. Well, I'm not going to judge you for having 3 kids, but good for you.
My first child was handed to me at 18 years of age. I have 3 children, and nearly 8-year-olds. I have a 5-year-old, and I have a 7-month-old.
Okay, let's say your relationship breaks down.
It did, and I was with my new parents. 2 years and we had a baby 2 years later, but from where her age gaps are, it seems really quickly once she broke up.
So did you have a baby with your new partner then as well? So you are 25, you've had 2 partners, and you have children from both relationships.
And she's
fucking Jesus, Emma, you have some neck coming on and having a go.
No, I didn't have a go at her. I asked a serious question.
No, love, you wouldn't be capable of having a go on me, but to be fair to you, you are still young. You have a lot to learn. No, you have a lot to learn, and you still can be educated.
I do have a lot to learn. I've learned it all. I've been in your situation where
you're only 25, love. You know fuck all yet, trust me. But you will.
I know fuck all, yeah. I know fucking damn well you're the local bike in your town.
Oh, yeah. See what I mean? See how low we get now, Emma. Emma, let's see you. Emma, you've lost the argument when you go down that route.
Goodbye, Emma. You are the weakest link. Fuck off.
Emma, you've lost the argument when you go down that route.
Bye, Emma.
When you turn around and call someone the local bike, I mean, you've lost your argument.
Clearly, if she's on Tinder, no one wants to shop her around here anymore.
Oh, yeah. But what, have you never been on Tinder?
I've never been on Tinder, you slapper.
She's never... This girl in the email has been on Tinder. Tina never mentioned being on Tinder. What are you talking about, Emma? You're not even listening to the show properly.
I never had to hand out a CV to get to know somebody.
What? What did you say, Emma? About Tinder?
She said she met him on Tinder.
No, she didn't. You weren't listening, Emma.
You weren't even listening.
You weren't listening, Emma. She never mentioned being on Tinder. I said the girl in the guy in the email was on Tinder. She never mentioned being on Tinder.
You are the weakest link.
I've got to learn. Why are you giving lessons?
Well, I could give them to you, child.
No, I'd say the whole lot of your station telling me your lesson plan.
Really, Jesus, with an accent like that, I'm not Jesus. The price you're coming to, yeah.
Emma, goodbye. You are the weakest link. All right, let me just let me go to what is there a full moon out tonight or something? Jesus, Emma, Emma, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, because Joe wants to talk to you. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Hi,
Joe. Yeah, go ahead.
That woman is the most judgmental bitch that came on the radio.
Who, Emma?
Why, have you 10 kids with 5 men?
You have 2 kids for 2 different fathers.
No, I don't. What? You ain't listening. Now, Lyle, tell her about listening.
Pat. Yeah, she's 3 kids. 3 kids for 2 men.
For 2 men. What? Do you think that you are above some kind of level that you can, like, just judge other people, but you don't look, you don't point your finger at yourself?
Sorry, when you point one finger, 4 pint packages, that's how many baptism copes have you had, my friend?
Me and a tum, your mom.
I have a child, 1 child.
You have 1 child?
Yes. I have 1
child. Do you want a blue PR badge for this 1 child, or what should I do?
Listen, you came on the radio to judge women. You're judging this poor guy that has 3 kids for three different women.
Me. I said I had no problem with dating a man with 20 kids once he supported them all.
But what's the problem on being on welfare if someone needs the support?
Because the thing is, being on welfare...
But can we clarify? Nobody here is on welfare. We're just going to clarify
you
that.
You are judging people.
No, sorry, let me take me point out what's the problem. Why should the taxpayer pay for 5
their
kids?
Stories? And you're 25? And you think that you know it all? Life has got many surprises for you coming your way, darling.
I don't know.
You have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Don't know anything, but let me tell you why I have a problem
and
with
telling someone, calling someone the bicycle, the town bicycle.
Yes.
We're not in medieval times where women were thrown stones because they did the same thing as men. This is the 21st century.
Sorry, if men sleep around, I call them whore masters as well.
Oh, Lord.
I hate this whore phobia.
I call them dial-a-dicks as well. No, he's a dial-a-dick. Don't go near him.
Oh, my God. She's as common as
you have a lot to learn, little girl.
I don't have a locksmith and I learned locks. But my problem with people with six kids on welfare is that who's paying for these kids? It's the taxpayer. If you do it once and you can't afford a baby, don't have five more.
See, she doesn't even know who I am.
At 25,
and she has a story made up about me already.
You know everything.
I never said you were on welfare. Don't. I just asked, were you on welfare?
Emma, just out of curiosity, what do you work at yourself?
I work in a multinational company since I'm 21.
All right, okay.
Worked before that for a government.
So you're not in welfare by any stretch of the imagination. Seems you keep asking everybody else, no?
Consider yourself fired.
Oh, you have been, have you?
I've never been on welfare in my life. The only thing I collect is what Tony Houlihan's wife would have collected, which is child benefit.
Who the fuck are you to judge other people that are?
And who the fuck do you think you are getting on the radio with the neckie?
Are you gone or something? To think at 25 you can come and judge everyone else for their own options? Oh, sweetheart, you have so much to learn.
All right, listen.
Sorry, I don't have anything to learn. If anyone would like to give me lessons, I don't want them off.
Tina's offering you lessons if you want them, by the way.
Niall, there's no point. She's an airhead. She's an airhead. There's no point. It'd be in one ear and out the other.
Hardly
I wouldn't waste my time with her. I wouldn't waste my time on you.
And that's why men need you. You wouldn't waste the time. You're a
I wouldn't waste my time on you, little girl, because you're not open to be educated. I learn new stuff every day. You're already closed off.
All right, listen, on that note, I'm going to have to have Tina, thank you very much, and I appreciate your honesty tonight.
I enjoyed every bit of it.
Thanks very much. So did I, for all the wrong reasons. Listen,
I know. Talk to you later, guys.
See you, Tina. Bye. Nah. See you. Thanks. Thanks, Emma, by the way, even though you were quite insulting. And thanks to Joe as well, I got involved in that.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.